welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We are going to review, what is it, Paul? Uncharted? Uncharted for you today. My name's Wayne.
It is that forgettable. And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new action-adventure film based, of course, on the hugely successful PlayStation series of games.
Which I never played.
Called Uncharted. I played 3 and 4.
3 and 4, so you know a bit.
So I have a bit of knowledge about what's going on here. This is one that's directed by Ruben Fleischer. He of Venom fame and Zombieland colon Double Tap.
He did Zombieland.
He did. The screenplay is by Rafe Lee Judkins, Art Markham and Matt Holloway. And it stars Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, Sophia Ali, Tati Gabriel, and Antonio Banderas. The music by Ramin Djawadi, the guy who did the Game of Thrones theme.
Is that so?
Yeah, which is hilarious to me because I remember not one bit about the score in this film. The budget, Wayne? Go on.
Ooh. Okay, so Tommy Hall, Marky Mark, random women. Antonio. I want it to be like, is it 150?
Close, 120.
120 million. All right.
Box office so far, only accounting for really opening day and maybe a bit of day two in the States, $37 million. Probably going to be a success, I reckon, this movie overall, though.
People like Tom.
They do.
They like
They
him.
Do like
him. They like Spider-Man, they like Tom too.
What is it about? Wayne.
All right, so Nathan Drake, the guy you talked about, is a street smart, like, kind of dude who also works as a bartender, and he's recruited by seasoned treasure hunter Victor Sully Sullivan, played by Marky Mark, to recover a fortune amassed by, like, Magellan, Ferdinand Magellan, and lost 500 years ago by the House of Moncada or some shit. And at the same time, he's also tracking clues that may lead to Nate's long-lost brother. That's the film.
It is. On Rotten Tomatoes, this one has a 39% out of 176 critics have rated it as positive, with an average rating of 5.2 out of 10. And on Metacritic, always harsher, 47 out of 100 based on 40 critics. And in terms of what the audience has thought, cinema score, a rating of B+ on the A+ to F scale. Let's see how we align in terms of our reviews. Wayne, what did you think of Uncharted?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I watched this with Paul. And
big thanks to Kathy at Sony Pictures.
Kathy at Sony Pictures. I did detect the odd sputter or wet objection to my right or left when Paul was like watching it.
I was on your right.
So I kind of think I know where Paul's going with this, but let me tell you about me. There's nothing wrong with this film.
Ooh.
This is absolutely...
Hot damn!
This isn't... I'm not saying it's a great action movie, but it is a good one.
You're fucking wrong. There's a lot wrong with this film.
It's I mean, you can poke holes in it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, but here's the thing. Bitch. If you're walking into Uncharted, the Tom Holland film, and you know Marky Mark's in it, and you know it's from a video game, you're expecting certain things. This thing gives you those things. Okay? You may argue that the things and the way it's given to you is perhaps unremarkable on some level because, one, you've seen it in the trailer, and two...
Oh my God, have you seen it in the trailer?
Well...
Can we start with that? Can I just jump in?
Yeah, go on.
Sorry to interrupt.
Jump in.
To say, Sony, it's time to hire a new firm to cut your trailers. Enough. Yeah. We've joked about it with Venom. Mm. We giggled about it with other bits and pieces and other films, but this trailer spoils every plot beat, other than a couple of things, which I will acknowledge and leave for the spoiler section.
Sure. Right?
Spoils every major sequence in the film, including the mid-credit sequence.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I could see how if you were an editor of the trailer and someone said to you, you get people to this goddamn film or else, right?
You're going to fire you.
Yeah, literally. That's what would happen, right? So, or you'll never work again in this town again, you know? So I would probably go, well... The most, because here's the thing, Paul. You've seen this in the trailer. He's like hanging from the edge of that plane.
Yeah, that's the big centerpiece.
Yeah, the centerpiece, right? That's fine, sort of, because that isn't the final scene of the film. Do you know what I mean? So, which I thought it might be.
But we saw plenty of the final scene in the film.
We did
in the trailer
a little bit of that. Yes, I was trying to block it up. but for me, falling through the air and shit, if you're not a person who can fly, is quite exciting. Like in Black Widow, I quite liked it at the end, that kind of thing. So I don't mind that. I'm a big fan. So
I interrupted you. Back to your point.
No, please. I was just saying, look, it's not as polished probably as the games. Again, I don't know the games. So for me, this movie actually performs like a game. You're there for the flashy action sequences. You're there for a bit of pithy exchange, which I'm sure you had a problem with. And you're there for just the spectacle of the show. I happen to know, the only thing I know about the Drake's Fortune thing or whatever is the Nathan Fillion fan movie that
was great. Yep.
And everyone's like, yeah, man, Nathan Fillion has to be the guy. So obviously he's an older guy in the game.
He is. Right? That's a massive problem.
Right. So I understand that this then is an origin story, and that's why Tom Holland can be young, and Sully can also be young by comparison. So for that, I'm like, fine, that's fine. Again, I have no attachment. But then again, it does look like a video game. And it does feel like a video game, insofar as maybe you're not crazy, crazy invested in the characters, but you're having a good time.
Or at all?
No, I wanted him to succeed. Good on you.
I'm glad.
I will tell you this. The female casting choices?
Yep.
I couldn't give a fuck. I'm like, look, slightly Mingaloo Reef mate. Anyway.
Here's a question.
Yeah, go on.
They're offside of Chloe. In the film, sounds the one that works with Sully and
Nathan. Whatever her name is,
Chloe. I'm sure her name is. Yeah, you're probably right. And she's a character in the game, and she's English in the game.
Okay,
but here, does she not sound an Aussie?
Aussie
accent?
Is that Aussie?
I looked this up. She's American, born with a Pakistani mother or father. I forget which one it is.
Right.
How does she sound Australian? What are they doing? Is she being told to do an English accent? But because to Americans, we all sound the fucking same.
I was wondering if she was Aussie, and that's why I was sitting there
going...
I
honestly thought the same thing.
And like, to be honest with you, the accent sort of grated on me a bit. Like, I was sitting there going, where, who... Like, if her heritage is South Asian or whatever, or Pakistani, whatever you call it, right? But she's a British girl.
No, she's American.
American, but she's trying to do British, and then comes out Australian.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. I honestly think, to them... We all sound the same.
Yeah, you know what?
Not American.
I've noticed this. If you ever watch an American movie and there's one token Aussie in it, right? Yep. Like, say Mission Impossible 2. The helicopter pilot was an Aussie guy.
He is an Aussie guy.
He is an Aussie guy, yeah. Right? But he's playing an Aussie guy because they're in Australia, right? Hey, he's talking like this! Ha, 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 ha. He's doing that.
Really putting it on.
Either he's putting it on, or the juxtaposition of that accent in an American movie hurts our ears more or something.
And I don't want to have too hard a go because... We probably have difficulty discerning between Canada and American in terms of...
Exactly. You know, and Americans think Kiwis and Aussies sound the same.
And English, apparently.
Yeah. So, anyway. I mean, look, I guess I'm saying it's all relative. But yeah, sorry. So that was the other thing. I would say
I will 100% agree with you. Her character, I thought, was pretty terrible. I read some reviews after we saw the film, basically praising her as being the standout performance.
Fuck off.
Like, what? She was terrible.
No
her
way.
Character was terrible.
Yeah, she was like...
And we'll get into that in spoilers.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, overall, I liked it, man. I thought this was an optimistic enough film. It's PG as fuck. Is it?
Yeah, it is PG.
Okay, so you're not going to get any motherfuckers getting crushed
that. With one exception of a scene that shouldn't have been done the way it was done because of the PG rating.
Can't wait to hear about it.
It's fine. Like, that's fine. I don't go to see a video game adaptation for hardcore gore unless the game itself was built on that premise. And Uncharted, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Uncharted is a game that anyone can play. My daughter watched me play a lot of... the fourth Uncharted film. In fact, she kind of was viewing it with me, and we're talking she was 4 years
the
old.
Game, yeah.
Then we got in trouble from her mother because I think I said shit a few times in that film, in that game. So,
Out of interest, what is your policy with cursing in front of your daughter?
We try not to, but we do.
Right. Now, do you find that, because my niece was like that, my sister, and they're like, fuck, just balls, shit, ass, right? She never cursed until she turned like about 15. And now she curses all the time, and it's just nothing to me, right? So,
well, I would suspect the same thing. It will be a case of it's okay with the right audience, but you need to be able to be old enough to understand what the right audience is. You can't curse at school.
There you go. Good call.
And you can't do it in your workplace and all the rest of it. But amongst your friends,
yes.
And, you know, in the privacy of our own home, as long as it's not directed at someone.
Of course.
Then
of course,
it's fine.
In context, yeah, exactly.
So,
okay. I'm just interested
in that.
That's
where we'll end.
Okay,
I'm sure.
That's a good call. It's a good call. So, yeah, I dug it, but I'm sure Paul didn't, everyone.
You're 100% right. I'm not going to beat around the bush. There's no bearing the lead on this one. Uncharted, it's not a complete train wreck. We are this week in celebration a little bit. You'll already heard this if you listen to the show as around about the time it comes out. But although maybe this might be a week I put out the review before we put out the main episode. We're doing the worst 10 video game adaptations, video game movies. There's nowhere near that list.
No. Okay. It's not so, good. I was wondering if you'd stick it in there.
No, yeah. Not at all. And it did annoy me in number of ways. And what we really need to center on here, the plot is garbage. The plot is terrible. There are so many convenient moments. There's so much, particularly in the last third of the film, where it slap your head out of how dumb are the writers of this film to expect us to swallow this?
Well, now...
I've got to be careful to get to the end. There was a moment you were about to say where I was like, oh my God, how did they know this? And then it's a reveal.
They explained it.
But not later in the film. I'll give you one... example out of context, therefore, which won't be a spoiler.
Yeah.
A character is sent in a different direction, somehow just happens to find their way back to the action. This guy knows where, there's another character who knows where the villains are, and just happily rides a speedboat right past them. Like, it's like, come on!
Okay,
this is so dumb, and the only reason the villains even have the final showdown is because of that.
Yeah, now I think, though, that's why to me it felt like a video game, because video games have this like, you know, conjoined, it's like, you know, it's like it's very...
But the difference in a video game, and we need to be clear here, this is not a video game.
Yeah.
It's a video game adaptation to film. Films are passive. You're not involved in it. It needs to bring you into the world and have you, as we've said multiple occasions, not questioning what's going on. Yeah. It needs to invest you hard enough. Whereas a game will do that more readily because you're actually like, Jesus, hang on, that guy's shooting at me. 1 second after they reveal something stupid.
Yeah.
In a cutscene. Do you know what I mean?
I would agree. So, like, yeah, like I
said. So it doesn't work. This film falls on its ass with so many convenient plot devices that annoyed the shit out of me. But my biggest problem with the film is how terrible the casting is. Tom Holland is not a good Nathan Drake.
Now,
if you played the game,
yep.
Even the young versions of Nathan Drake, which you do get to jump back in time to do through certain parts of the game, Tom Holland is too innocent. He's too wide-eyed. He's too, right? He's a good actor. I like Tom Holland.
Me too.
But he's not suited to this role.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg is a shit actor, and he is fucking terrible in this movie.
Now, this is a good thing that you bring up, okay? Because I understand the ideal of just assuming after your, I'm sure you're going to do it now, the what, no, and stuff like that, right?
Actually, damn it. I had said to myself, when I do the opening, and now I've only just remembered, when I got round to his name, I was going to go, Mark.
What? No.
Wahlberg, and have you react. So I'm annoyed at myself that I totally forgot. But look, he's just, again, as you suggested, this is a prelude, a prologue, a flashback, whatever you want to call it. Origin story,
yeah.
But this would have been so much better as Uncharted 0: Drake's Beginning on the PlayStation than it was in this format. Like, he is nothing of the Sully that we see in the game.
Yeah, okay. So I think that Marky Mark, like you said, okay, so it's easy to brandish him as like a bad actor. But then look at The Departed. Then look at fucking like All the Money in the World. He's good in
one
some
out of two of those things is correct.
All the Money in the World is good, man. I'm telling
fine.
You.
Fine. It's not great.
As his role in it, I actually bought
he's
the whole
fine.
Thing.
Fine. He's not great.
Yeah, I think he's a leading man.
The only
man.
Thing he's ever been great in is
no.
Departed.
Departed. If I wreck
what? No.
It's so hard to win when you have that. No, I don't mind his work. I don't mind. Have a look. I mean, in some things, shit, of course. Italian Job, I loved him in that.
Yeah. What? No.
Yeah. Well, he's not the worst thing in that movie, so whatever. But here, those two, they're just, and their chemistry. What chemistry?
I didn't mind it.
Their
back
and forth, their witty repartee is fucking garbage.
Really?
Nothing at all? Did you hear me laugh once the entire film? No. And more importantly, Wayne, even though you tittered a few times,
I snickered.
The full cinema we're in, almost no one was laughing. These jokes fell flat
and these
as
are the,
fuck.
And this is the advanced screening, everyone.
That's right. So it was busy in there. It was very, very busy.
Yeah, I just didn't have any problem with it at all. And you know what? This is a big thing, right? Because you said this was a 2-something-hour movie, right? Half-hour, whatever movie.
I think it ended up clocking around 2 hours. No, hour 56.
Hour 56, okay. Yeah. I didn't feel it. How's that? I was like, yo.
Good. I'm glad you didn't. Towards the end,
I was like, oh, it's already over. I saw that. So I'm like, you know what? It wasn't that bad, man. It can't have been that bad if I'm thinking that shit. And did you not appreciate some of the set pieces? Did you think some of them were good?
Yeah, there's one set piece which I thought was really good and really well shot and really brought some life to this very tedious procedure, which... It's not spoiled in the trailer, so I don't want to say any more about it here, but it's presented as a one-shot, which is spectacularly done.
Yes.
Wonderful. Big, big tick.
Yes.
There's one plot development about the villains that also caught me by surprise. Mm-hmm. Big tick.
Me too. I was like, when it happened.
Yep.
So good.
And that is it for this film.
All right.
Otherwise, I could spend the next half an hour rattling off to you stupid plot moments, particularly around the last third of this film.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure we will.
Like, oh my God, I'm not going to. But everything that you see involving fucking ships in that trailer is so fucking terrible.
Okay, so here's my... And I actually know that this was the point where we went like, you were like this and I was like left and you were right because I saw that and I was like, that's fine. And I was like, because they used nets.
What the hell? No!
Well, it's in the trailer, but you can see that ships are being hoisted by big helicopters.
Right? Leave it at that. Let's take it up in the spoilers. Right, I don't want to spoil anyone. Overall, this is not a recommend for me. This fails. This film absolutely fails. As a fan of the games, don't bother. You don't need to see it. And certainly in the world that we live in here in Perth at the moment with the pandemic bearing down upon us, don't see it.
Okay.
Just wait for streaming.
Cool. I recommend it. If you're looking for mindless fun, you could go a lot worse. One guy talking.
And so we will right the ship. We will recalibrate what's been happening 2022 with our scores today. No Waynatron. Wayne, have you got the soundbite for us yet?
The Optimist Prime one?
No, the Waynatron one.
I was trying to figure out the other day, and I don't know how you did that fucking thing. So I was trying to figure it out. So you'll have to talk to me later on.
I will educate you. And perhaps we could get you to do an Optimus Prime one too.
Yeah, I could do that, will you?
All right, let's get into spoilers then on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, we have very different opinions of this film,
which is
nice.
Which is good, yeah. It actually doesn't usually go that way, does it? Now, Paul, apart from your alleged, you say miscast Tom Holland as I could probably get on board with that, because Tom Holland seems my height or shorter, right? And it looks like it. Now, he actually talked about, I saw this interview where, you know, Marky Mark works out at 2 in the morning every day and that kind of shit. He's well known. Apparently, he doesn't even like night shoots because it fucks with him going to bed at 6 p.m.
Yeah? Whatever works for him.
So, good on him. Right? Good on him. Tom Holland's like, yo, if Marky Mark's in the film, I got to beefcake up. And so apparently that's him beefcaked up. He still looks like a skinny guy.
Look, but
now, he was ripped. He was ripped.
He's in excellent, excellent shape.
He's a gymnast, man.
Yeah, you can tell. He moves so well. You know, good on him. Again, I don't have any problem with Tom Holland. I have a problem with Tom Holland as Nathan Drake.
Mm.
That's my problem.
Now, did you not
think... This film went through some 6 different directors. Do you want to hear some of the directors that were attached? This has been 10 plus years in development, this movie.
Really?
Here are some of the other names that were previously attached. Someone named Neil Berger, I don't know. Seth Gordon. Sean Levy, free guy.
Oh, yeah.
David O. Russell.
Really?
Yeah. Dan Trachtenberg, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
And Travis Knight, who did Kubo and the Two Strings. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, really?
And the Bumblebee movie.
Shit.
And then we land on Ruben Fleischer.
He's on what?
Zombieland, Zombieland 2, Venom.
Zombieland is fucking amazing.
Zombieland is great.
I even like Zombieland 2.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, but it's nothing special.
No. What was the other one?
Venom.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Well, you know what? You can't hit him if you... Well, like I said, I think you do a good enough job here. But what interested me is that... So Sully, the Sully character, is he just completely wrong as well? Is Marky Mark completely wrong for that as well? Or you just don't like his performance?
I think he's wrong. Like, the... One, he's even in his origin story, just even though he's probably the right age, he doesn't look the right. Like, Sully's not this big beefcake dude.
He's an old sort of.
Like, he's like a almost like a Hannibal from the A-Team type dude.
Seafaring kind of, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he's
gruff.
He's gruff, but he's got a heart of gold, and that's not shown here. And the problem with this film is it's basically backstabbed the movie. Like, how many fucking different ways can people backstab each other through the course of this film? The first 3 or 4 times, it's got something to do it. The 19th or 20th time, I was like, for fuck's sake, is that all we're doing here?
The problem with that, I think, if you're going that way, is that every character backstabs each other except maybe Nathan Drake at some stage in the film, which means you can't really like Sully as much as you need to in order to enjoy the film. You certainly can't like that woman that he's with because she fucking fully does the dirty on him, right? And also he's a bitch because he fucking let it happen. And then you certainly don't like the antagonist, the girl, right, with the short hair.
Braddock.
Yeah, I fucking hate her, right? And it's not like, oh, I hate her and that's good because she did a good performance. I just did not enjoy watching her.
But Braddock's an interesting character only insofar as she's clearly got this really rich history with Sully, right?
Sully, yep.
And Sully has numerous chances to kill her. And she has numerous chances to kill him and they just don't.
Yeah, plot armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why... And again,
it's a weakness of the film. Like, if Braddock is the kind of person who will, now here we go for the big spoiler.
Yeah.
Slits Antonio Banderas' throat.
Yeah.
The big bad guy in the film who's had his own father murdered by her in front of all his henchmen. Do you reckon that they would have all taken that in their stride the way that they did?
No. The only way that goes is if she makes a deal with all of them before. Then
that should have been alluded to, at least at the dialogue, like, as we discussed, right? Yep.
Well, no, she did it and they all went,
I'm your boss now. And they're all like, nod. Hang on, this guy's a multi-billionaire. He can pay what we want us to pay. What have you got?
I had assumed she had made some deal because she then took over all of his holdings.
Hang on, that's not the way this works.
No. Here's what I think happened, right? If I'm batting for the movie, right?
Stop batting for the movie. Stop making assumptions on its behalf.
No, here's what she had to
do. What is on the screen in front of you?
On the screen in front of me, she does this, right? She would have had to say, I'm taking this shit over. And by the way, the cut he was going to take as the billionaire who finds all the gold.
Listen to Wayne making things up.
I'll split it up evenly. Everyone gets a bigger cut.
Then we needed to see, not before, because that would have given away taking the power at the moment, but afterwards, the dialogue needed to say, as we've discussed, your earnings have all just increased.
The way they acted, I thought they were.
No, that is
all
right,
okay.
Shift uncomfortably, nod. Yeah, of course I'm going to go with you, who's just murdered the person who was paying us because you're less likely to murder us. Why?
Yeah, I probably could have used a line.
Thank you.
But I had assumed that's how it went. So, all right, fine. Again, I'm a happy moviegoer.
Chloe betrays them because backstabbed the movie.
Wench.
And yet they happen to come back together through machinations and whatever else. And they end up spending a night in a room on this fucking resort.
Yep.
Where I believe it is Nathan Drake's voice from the game is the guy on the beach, really does focus on him for a moment in a what the fuck kind of way.
Yeah.
They're in the room together. They don't sleep together. There's hints of a potential romance, like he kind of likes her, but that never comes to fruition.
I didn't mind their...
But the sheep, they're sharing the same bed. He works out where it is with the fucking dubiousness of...
GPS?
I just rotate the crosses where their points cross on...
That was horse shit!
Thank you!
You could have twisted... Oh, look, I suppose anyway, they had to be... This. Yeah, yeah.
And again, like... so many plot contrivances in this film. And then he goes, I'll do a test of her theory, which we all know immediately he's not going to leave the coordinates of the new place.
I didn't know that.
She fucking bought it. Did you and she buy that left, right, and sinker?
Initially? Maybe he's such a little bitch that he writes shit down and leaves it there.
No, we saw him write it and tick it up and fold it. And then he wrote something else. We didn't see him write something else, but it was obvious.
Oh, okay. I was willing to believe it.
Really? In Backstab the movie, why is this woman just going, yep, ha ha ha, and off she runs.
But that speaks to his character because he was smart enough to second guess her.
It's fine for him. It's not fine for her.
Nah, she probably looked
she's
at it and went...
dumb AF, and yeah, that is stupid given she's paranoid beyond belief. She thinks Sully's going to cross her at every turn.
But not Tom Holland.
Dumb. It's dumb. It doesn't track. And it doesn't even track even more when later in the film, after the film's resolved, she's just in a boat beneath them, sees them fly on the top, she's smiling like, ha ha ha.
Well, no, how about this poem? How about she's just she's got a vaginal hubris. All right? Where a lot.
Please explain.
Okay, sometimes.
Before you get us fucking cancelled.
When you're a sort of objectively hot woman, I've never been one, but I'm wondering, you know.
That's a bingo.
Do you then, in your interactions with males, and obviously because there was chemistry the night before with him.
Was there like, chemistry?
Well, there was. There was sort of a, hey, well, they won't be kind of thing, right?
They didn't.
But like she would have been like, this motherfucker wants all this shit right here, right? So he's going to make dumbass mistakes like writing coordinates on a fucking piece of paper. And then he's going to wake up late. So I wake up and I get that shit. And then I steal the shit and all because it is pussy. So
it's
that's
amazing when Wayne likes a movie. The lengths he will go to defend it's bullshit.
I'm just saying that sometimes women are like that. I've met some vaginal hubris in my time. And it's like... shit.
All right, can we stop Wayne talking about anything to do with the vaginas and move on to the next part? So you know where the actual treasure is.
Yes.
And you know where your villainous counterparts who are going for it are.
Which are, right outside the cave.
Not too far away. And you just decide to, happy as Larry, drive past in your speedboat, alerting them to your arrival.
He could have been a bit sneaky.
Which is the only thing which allows the whole end of the film to take place the way that it does.
I'll give you... Okay, Paul. And here's me agreeing with you, all right? Oh! Here's me agreeing with you, all right?
Jesus!
Not only did he fucking just fucking scoot past. He goes there, and there's this beautiful cave that, over the years, many millions of scuba divers will have explored.
Look, you're even going further than I would. Just the fact that it's open to the elements,
yes!
And these two wooden ships...
You can see it on Google Maps!
Wooden ships to survive, was it 400 years or 500 years? Who was the first person to navigate the globe? Anyway, point being, they would have disintegrated in a heartbeat. And if they hadn't, somehow they just held together. The moment you put fucking nets around them and try to lift them, then it was going...
That's not a good film, Paul. You need to see ships flying in the air as though chasing each other, but in fact crashing each other because it's helicopters. That's kind of exciting to look at. I don't mind a bit of... I only want spectacle from this. No, I want everything, but yeah. I want spectacle.
All the physics to do with all that shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, but like, that's... So you're saying like, you know, thank God the air down here preserved the fucking like...
What air? It's the same air as the air up there.
I know, but maybe like, the Magellan has this really cool fucking... I don't know.
I think we've established, well, to say nothing of the fucking Da Vinci Code moments in the film where they're following clue to clue and running through nightclubs and whatever. And I'm just like, how do fucking pirates see all this and just build around it perfectly to preserves every step of the way? Come on.
More importantly, Paul, and again, I'm agreeing with you on this one. Okay. Right? The pirates who's etched that thing in that wall, they must have also built a nightclub because it's really good for a bar. It's really good. Like, they go into the bar and jump through a hole.
I understand that the bar is built afterwards, but like, thank God they preserved that hole in the wall that's right behind
them. Very lucky.
When they built that
very
bar.
Very lucky. But again, like, for a movie like this, and that happens, I'm like, okay, cool. What's the next scene? Yeah. So I'm willing to go along with it. So I'm saying to you, yeah, it's all stupid. It's movies, motherfucker. So it's all like that shit. But this one set the tone in such a manner that I was not angry at the contrivance.
Fair enough, whereas I was bored.
Yeah,
I was bored and looking for reasons to dislike the film by the end. They gave me copious amounts of reason. That said, I want to come back to the fact that, even though it was dumb the way that Braddock killed Antonio Banderas' character
No, it's shocking.
I mean, that was good, but like dumb the rationale or the lack thereof established for it. I didn't see that coming. That was good. And that part was good. The fact that she slit his throat and then they were forced to show multiple shots of his throat being slit with a thin line of blood around it. That's not the way that you die from a slit
throat.
No, I'm
pretty sure things get bloody.
Yeah.
It's none of this thin line
again,
shit.
PG-13 rating. PG-13. But annoying nonetheless. Like, don't show it then.
Didn't bother me at all.
Or just stab it. Why did you have to slit his throat? Stab him in the back through into the heart.
Which is far less vicious, if you ask me.
Well, but dead. He stiffens up, falls over. Yeah. Blade out the back. Okay, maybe you see a glimpse of blood beneath him, and it preserves it. Why the slit throat?
Because it's more shocking, Paul. If I was shooting the scene, is more shocking than...
But we're looking for shocking in a PG-13 film. You want to have your cake and eat it too. You can't have it both ways.
It's dumb. Yeah, I know. Not enough gore for Paul. Big fucking shock.
No, but it would have been fine had we not decided to go down what should have been a gory route.
Didn't bother me at all.
It did run into you. Of course it did. Because your defense, the fucking... But like, also, I'm making up for the last 8 weeks, Paul. Shut up.
No. I walked out going, I wasn't mad I spent that time, Jane. You were. But
mad's too strong. Hang on, we'll get there in a moment. Yeah. One other thing. I really want to come back to this. I think it's finished on a positive from me.
Oh, please.
We get a cold open to the signature action scene, which is straight out of Uncharted 3 from memory, jumping over the trailing cargo.
Yeah. So that's in the game, isn't it?
That absolutely is a game
thing. That's pretty
cool. Right. And then he gets hit by the car. Yep. And then we can see it from a different perspective. There's more characters involved than you think. And then we get this great one shot, which is really well put together.
Yeah.
And does feel like it comes straight out of a game. And for that 30 seconds or 1 minute, I was like, wow, this is what this film should have been. The whole way through. Not a one shot, but in such an exciting manner. But I'm so caught up in the wonder of how good this looks and how well it plays on screen that I momentarily forgot my mounting annoyances there. Unfortunately, the next 30 minutes of the film squanders that badly. But
are you talking about when he actually get, like, because the thing about that
hit
scene,
by the car.
Yeah, it opens with that scene, Chloe, but then it revisits
That's a different perspective. Chloe's in the car and she's escaping from what's happening up there as well. And then they kind of band together to survive the fall into the water. It's all one shot from that moment that the two of them sort of are talking to each other, which of course you can't, and you're falling through the air. But
no way.
Still, it was cool. I forgot about that because it was a cool moment.
Exactly. See, falling through the air is cool. I mean, exciting at the very least. Yeah. By the way, I saw this special on parachutists. You know, sometimes like in this film, when the parachute deploys and you're just hanging onto the straps or something, they still like... There's no way you can do that. Apparently, the actual drag when a parachute opens, if you're not wearing the parachute, it's still whip out of your hands.
Makes sense.
So anyway, so I was sitting there, but I was like, hey, but I know it's not going to happen in this movie.
Anything else, Wayne, do you want to say about Uncharted?
Nah, I think that's about it.
Go on, give us your final score. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, okay, 72. 72 on this one. And
I stand resolute, motherfucker!
See, it was someone who enjoys action.
You're like the... It's weird. For a middle film, you either go one way or the other. When you go the one way, it's like, I shit all over it. I take a turn on its face.
You know,
then the opposite way is like, I really like this film and I'm giving you a ridiculously high mark.
I think 72 is okay. Like,
this is a middling film.
Again, it went fast for me. It's got to mean something, right? So, and also, I'm the check or cross guy. Like, we used to, like, you either like it or you don't. That was me. Don't get me wrong. I have a million shades of gray in my life. But for some reason, when a movie works, it works. And for me, it doesn't. You know what I mean? What are you going to do?
Well, for me, I as I said, I did not pass this film. I'm giving it a 42.
Oh, shit! Oh, that's completely way too harsh. Really? Damn!
Not surprising from a man who scored at 72. I think we've heard all my reasons why.
Yeah, I think we have.
I did not enjoy this particular film.
42!
Yeah. This is, at the moment, it's my worst 10 films of the year list.
Bloody hell!
At the end of February. Slow down. Jesus. I'm hoping it won't be there. Although it'd be awesome if it was. That would mean we watched lots of good films. Yeah.
So you say, fair enough. Okay. All right.
Disappointed. Cool. That's where I want to end this particular review.
Get high and go see it. You'll have a fine time.
Don't get high. We do not endorse drugs on this show. And you can check out everything about the show via the new website, thecountdownpodcast.com. Check out all the links to all our socials and Patreon and merch store there. And follow the show on Podbean, where we host. You can do that too. Link in the show notes. And finally, the Countdown Listener Community is where we do interacting with the fans and listeners of the show.
We're still working on that website, by the way.
So, yeah.
Be advised.
Well, if Wayne actually did some work on it, I would advise.
All right. It's been a hard week.
Yeah. One of us fucking created it from scratch. The other one
Paul did all the work.
Criticizes without doing anything.
I should say wait till I sort that out.
That's better. All right, good. All right, and that's it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been the Soundboard.
Bitch, please.
Ooh, when scratch. Wayne scores something way too high, which is fucking middling. We'll catch you next time. See ya.
See ya.